Chapter 20 Translator, Zia Editor, Eli Xu Ting and Du Cian walked out of the street where Du Fu was located and ran into the carriage of the Empress Dowager's palace. The servant saw the carriage of Zhenbian Palace and hurriedly stopped to ask, "Is it the Queen's daughter of Zhenbian Palace and Lord Wen Wei?" Lu Tang, who was driving, jumped out of the carriage and asked, "Yes, what do you want?" The other party said, "This slave is from the Empress Dowager's palace. The Empress Dowager sent me to invite the Queen's daughter and Lord Wen Wei into the palace." Xu Ting heard this from inside the carriage and lifted the curtain and said, "Thank you for your hard work, please lead the way ahead. Going to visit Empress Dowager?" Du Cian asked. He was also surprised. Today was the day Du Cian returned to his family. If they didn't meet here, the Empress Dowager was actually planning to send someone to invite them to the palace from the Du mansion? Xu Ting, "Well, I'm afraid I can't spend the Mid-Autumn Festival with my parents tonight." After saying that, Xu Ting instructed Hong Feng, "Hong Feng, go back to the palace and tell my parents that they don't have to wait for us." Hong Feng, sitting outside, replied, "Yes, Queen Daughter," jumped out of the carriage and hurried back to the Zhenbian Palace with a light effort to report it. "The Empress Dowager has been very good to me. She helped me a lot to get back my father's dowry," Du Cian told Xu Ting. Xu Ting looked at Du Cian and said, "Let's be filial to the Empress Dowager." The carriage drove into the palace. Xu Ting and Du Cian dismounted and walked into the Empress Dowager's palace. This was the Mid-Autumn Festival, so even the Empress Dowager's palace had a more festive atmosphere, and the servants were working at a lighter pace. The Empress Dowager has been waiting for them for a long time. Du Cian married into the Zhenbian Palace for 3 days and took advantage of this opportunity to call them into the palace. The Empress Dowager had endured it for a long time. Xu Ting, "Meet the Empress Dowager. Good to meet you, Empress Dowager." The Empress Dowager waved to Du Cian with a smile, "Wen Wei, welcome to my palace." Xu Ting got up and took half a step behind Du Cian and walked towards the Empress Dowager. The Empress Dowager grabbed Du Cian's hand and asked, "How is it, does the Queen's daughter treat you well? If she treats you badly and makes you suffer, you can tell me, I will not spare her." Du Cian hurriedly said, "Empress Dowager, the Queen's daughter treats me well." Du Cian was a bit shy. The Lord and Queen in the palace are also very kind, so Wen Wei did not suffer any wrongdoing. The Empress Dowager said with a hint of happiness, that's good, otherwise I would not be able to explain it to Mei Taijun, even if I die after 100 years. Du Cian said with fear, "The Empress Dowager, you can't say anything nonsense, it's not fair to Wen Wei." The Empress Dowager did not refute him and changed the subject. "The kitchen has come up with some new dishes, I will ask them to make them for you too to try." Xu Ting said, "Thank you, Empress Dowager." Xu Ting and Du Qiyin hadn't arrived for long, and before they could finish their compassionate words, they were informed outside that Empress Jun and Dowager Empress Zhengjun were paying a visit. The Empress Dowager let them in, and this was the first time Xu Ting met Empress Jun, the most honored person in the entire Dian. "Empress Jun, Dowager Empress Zhengjun," Empress Jun and Dowager Empress Zhengjun bowed to the Empress Dowager. After getting up, Empress Jun said to Du Cian, "Wen Wei is here, this is Dowager Empress Zhengjun." Dowager Empress Zhengjun smiled kindly at Du Cian, and Du Cian politely bowed to her. Xu Ting, who was sitting on the side, looked as usual, but she was very clear in her heart that the Empress Jun came so quickly and brought along the Dowager Empress Zhengjun. It seemed that Empress Jun wanted to win the Xu family's heart. Empress Jun looked at Xu Ting again, her expression full of admiration, "I heard that Queen's daughter and Xiao Qi are on good term. Xiao Qi still doesn't know that Queen's daughter has come to the palace, she must be very surprised to see her." Now the whole Yangshu palace was filled with men. Xu Ting also knew that it was inappropriate for her to continue to stay, she was just waiting for the Empress Dowager or Empress Jun to bring it up again. Since Empress Jun had said so, Xu Ting said, "I was planning to pay my respects to your highness, so I'll excuse myself." Empress Jun then said, "Let the female officer lead you to Xiaoqi's Biwa courtyard." Xu Ting, "Thank you, Empress Jun." When she came outside, Xu Qi and others did not go in with Du Cian. They were waiting outside. Xu Ting confessed, "Tell the Lord, I will be waiting for him at the palace banquet." Xu Ting went to the 7th Empress's Biwa courtyard, where there were several other daughters from royal families. Yan Yunshu was at leisure and relaxed, and the royal ladies she associated with were not the daughters who could inherit the title. As soon as Xu Ting arrived, Yan Yunshu greeted her happily, "Come. This is our famous queen's daughter of Zhenbian, Xu Ting. Xu Ting, this is the second daughter of Queen Qi. This is the eldest daughter of Queen Kong. I heard a lot about you. Xu Ting looks like a talented woman, nice to meet you." Xu Ting clasped her fists and politely responded to them one by one. When Xu Ting arrived, Yan Yunshu was playing a pot-throwing game with several royal ladies. After some interaction, Yan Yunshu couldn't wait to play with Xu Ting. Her Highness is here today, whoever wins against Xu Ting, she will be rewarded with the Eastern Pearl that the Empress gave me. Everyone immediately became excited. The Eastern Pearl gifted by the Empress was precious, but they were not at all missing this bead. The main reason was to use this opportunity to confirm whether Xu Ting is talented or not. They were all high-spirited girls, but Xu Ting was so highly praised, who could refuse? Xu Ting touched the white feather arrow with her fingertips, and said casually, Your Highness, do you mean that if I win, the Eastern Pearl will be mine? Yan Yunshu was stunned for a second, but she didn't expect that Xu Ting would care about this bead. After a second, she laughed and patted Xu Ting on the shoulder and said, As long as you win them all, not only this Eastern Pearl, I'll give you an extra box of superb pearls. Yan Yunshu didn't seem to think the matter was too big, and raised her eyebrows at the noble ladies and said, Well, do you want to make a bet too? Young and energetic women couldn't stand the excitement, so they took off the jade pendants on their bodies one after another, and placed their bets. As a result, Xu Ting's 10 arrows were steadily inserted into the narrow-mouthed pot, completely convincing those noble women to lose. It's a pity, it was my father who went to Jinming Temple to put the jade pendant on the incense table for 81 days, and I lost it to Xu Ting just like this. Xu Ting smiled and asked the female officer to return all the things presented on the tray to the original owner. It's just for fun, it's not fun for us if I really take your precious belongings. They all accepted Xu Ting's kindness and laughed happily. A group of women of similar age could not wait to be regarded as confidants in just one game. It was said that hearing was false, seeing was believing. There used to be rumors about what happened to the queen's daughter of Zhenbian. They were quite scornful, but now they were completely convinced by Xu Ting. I think it's almost time, let's go to a palace banquet. I'm afraid we will get scolded by the Empress Dowager if we are late. Yan Yunshu said. A group of people immediately went to the palace banquet. As for the mess in the Biwa courtyard, someone naturally cleaned it up. The venue for this palace banquet was in the Imperial Garden. Of course, it had to be an open-air place to enjoy the moon during the Mid-Autumn Festival. The Imperial Garden was not like a palace, there was a flat and open field, so the seating arrangement was also quite uneven, in the middle leaving a piece of ground for singing and dancing performances. As night fell, Gr. Aduli, the palace lanterns in the Imperial Garden lit up. It was a good day, and there was no cloud covering the moon like a jade plate. Du Sian also came with the Empress Jun and the Dowager Empress Zhengjun. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.